the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. This is Idaho Matters. Almost 2 years ago, five retirees got together to have a little fun and to make a little music. They became the Midnight Jazz Cats. They started playing in senior living facilities around the Treasure Valley each month, and they wanted to bring a little joy to the lives of others. Their fame quickly grew, and though they haven't won a Grammy yet, they have played everywhere from the Festival of Trees to the Sapphire Room to the Morrison Center. They pay mostly for fun, not for profit, but they won't refuse a good paycheck. The Jazz Cats specialize in jazz from the 20s through the 70s, along with their mascot, Ella Fitzkitty. They play everything from jazz standards, bossa novas, Western swing music. They're joining us live in studio today to talk about their real mission in life, promoting America's great musical art form, jazz. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Okay, so let's intro the band. Let's go around. Bill, you want to start? You're on my left. This is Bill Shepherd. Bill Shep Shepherd on reeds, a retired Navy pilot, impressive, who plays clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, baritone sax, soprano sax. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine.
How long are you playing reeds? How long you been doing that?
Well, you know, I played in high school for a little bit, but then I didn't major in music in college. And after I graduated, joined the Navy, went to flight training, and the horns went in the closet. And when I got ready to retire from the Navy, my wife said, "You need a hobby." So I went to Washington Music. Anybody back on the East Coast will know where Chuck Levin's Washington Music is. And I got a really, really nice clarinet. Probably far better than my talent deserved. But the check cleared, so they sold it to me. And I've been playing ever since. Then when I moved down to Florida, I had a chance to play in some swing bands with some people that were really, really, really good and also really generous with their time. So I've been playing seriously now probably for about 10 years.
Wow. Okay, Blake Olson on guitar, retired U.S. Treasury agent. I swear, all my money is real. Plays guitar, sings, can play a whopping 2 songs on the piano, is an expert on the train whistle, I understand.
Yes, right here.
Yeah. His first band was the Nuclear Polka Band, Tastes Like Chicken. Hi, Blake.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks, Samantha.
Polka band?
Yeah, a nuclear polka band.
That was news to Shep. Oh, boy.
That's right.
Oh, Blake, how long you been on the guitar?
Oh, gosh, I was pretty old when I started. I was 27. So after I passed a CPA exam, I thought I needed something to occupy my hands. So I had like a cheap Sears and Roebuck guitar. It was actually a toy more than anything else. And I started on it, and I just thought, hey, I think maybe I will graduate to a real guitar. But I didn't start playing jazz until, gosh, I was in my 40s. And then, but then I was always in a big band, so no one could hear me. And it wasn't until I met Mark that we decided that, hey, let's start a small combo, and let's just play at some nursing homes and have some fun. And then we started adding these other guys, and it's been really fun and great.
Snowballed out of control. Dr. Mark Eye Candy Stolp on upright bass, a retired doctor, was playing bluegrass when the Jazz Cats snared him. Is that true?
That's correct. I started playing upright bass a year before I retired, and in 2016, I started playing bluegrass in a couple bands and joined the Jazz Cats when Blake called me and asked me if I wanted to play some jazz. I said, I don't know anything about it, but I'll try. We've been going since then.
And the rest is history. Oh, my gosh. Okay, way in the back, I think we skipped Dr. Lloyd Dangerman Blake on drums, also a retired doctor, claims to be the leader of the Jazz Cats, plays percussion, mandolin, six-string guitar, and bass guitar. Hey, Dangerman, how's it going?
That's Dangerman. Anyway, no, I would never pretend to be the leader of the band. That's Blake's job. I just follow diligently.
I'm not even so sure about that.
How long you been playing drums?
I learned when I was in grammar school. I was in a marching band in New York City. Oh. The claim to fame was marching in the Thanksgiving Day parade. Nice. But I played snare drum, you know, and I did rudimentary drumming and won some awards, and that was way back in grammar school. And I didn't own a drum set until about 2 years ago.
Wow.
That's the one I'm sitting in front of now. Bought it so I could be heard in the jazz band.
Working out pretty well for you, I'd say.
Yeah. you learn stuff when you're in your teens. It sticks in your brain.
Oh, man. Very nice. And Bob Lady Killer Phillips.
Lady Killer?
On the
really?
Keyboard.
Is that what you said?
See, Blake makes up these nicknames.
Oh, okay. These are all new to you, apparently.
Acquitted.
Bob's a retired plumber, been playing piano, even the accordion, since grammar school. He does not have it today. And has played in a lot of bands, jazz. Is this a new challenge for you?
Yes, it is. This is a new venture for me. I started out on the accordion. My mother bought me and my three brothers lessons from a traveling door-to-door accordion salesman.
Wow.
And this was, you know, back when Lawrence Welk was really popular and Myron Florin. And it was the craze. So she bought them lessons because I was too young. But at their lessons, she saw me keeping time with my foot. And she thought, well, hey, let's get him lessons too. So by the time I got to be five, she entered me in a competition, and I won first place on the accordion for my age. And oddly enough, they made a recording, and I still have it, a record.
Really?
And, you know, I listened to it, and, it's not half bad. and I graduated to the piano, and then the accordion went bye-bye, and the piano took over from then. But I've never played jazz. This is new for me, and it's quite different than classical because I was raised on classical. Quite different, but it's fun. I love it.
You guys are having a lot of fun. Why did you decide to focus in on senior living facilities to start off with? Blake, you want to take that?
Because they were the only ones that would hire us. they just love the music, and it's great. And now that's not the majority of our work now. We just play all kinds of parties, and now that we've the Sapphire Room, and so and we play at Green Acres, and there's lots of little children there. So, but we love the seniors. They sing along with us. They know the lyrics. They dance, and it's just wonderful. And we just love the music, and we love sharing it with them.
I hear you're the house band at Touchmark.
Yes, we're very honored to be playing there. They're just wonderful people, and they're great. A great audience, but mostly they love Ella Fitzkitty.
Now, Ella Fitzkitty, we're gonna talk about Ella in the next segment.
Okay.
But I'm going to get you all guys to sit down because we're going to do another song. Okay. This time I think you're going to do Take Five, if I've got that correct. So we're gonna play the song here on Idaho Matters with the Midnight Jazz Cats. Let me get this microphone over to Bob Ladykiller.
Thank you.
We've got the Midnight Jazz Cats live in studio with us today. They're playing some great music, telling us why they got together to promote jazz music in Idaho. I'm going to have you jump right into another song, Big Bad Bill. So take it away.
They got a cat they call Big Bad Bill. I wanna tell ya, he sure was tough, and he certainly did strut his stuff. But he had folks they all scared to death. When he walked by, they well held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Now Bill took himself a wife, and he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is sweet, will you now? Married life has changed him somehow. He used to be the cat all the people would fear. Now they call him Sweet Papa Willie Dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare, till a brown-eyed woman bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill, he don't fight anymore. Well, he washes the dishes and he mops that floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is sweet William now. Come on, boys, let's go! Good, Bill. I like me some jazz. Now, Big Bad Bill, he don't fight anymore. No, he don't. Well, he washes them dishes and he mops that floor. Yes, he does. Used to spend his evening looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is sweet William now. Big Bad Bill is sweet William now. Big Bad Bill is sweet William now.
Yeah.
That was the Midnight Jazz Cats here live in studio on Idaho Matters. Tell us about your mascot, the sixth member of the band, Ella Fitzkitty. I understand Ella was born in 2023 in China and is the sharpest looking member of the band.
She's also the most popular, and we adopted her through the Amazon Adoption Service in 1923. When people give us tips, it goes towards, it goes towards cat food mostly. And she gets more mail than all the rest of us combined.
And I understand that if you take a picture at a concert or somewhere else with the stuffed Ella Fitzkitty, that you'll put it up on your website.
And it's there. So we have, I think we got about 50 pictures and consisting of about 100 people. And so anybody who wants to be on our website, It's there, and so it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of interesting, fun people there, children and old folks, everybody.
Everybody wants a picture with Ella Fitzkitty.
Everybody.
So, band, why are you doing this? Are you hoping to get rich, win a Grammy? Just bring some joy to the valley. How come? You're retired. You should be out, I don't know.
Sitting on the front porch,
yeah,
rocking in our rocking chair.
Right? Instead of rocking out.
You know, they call it playing music because it's fun. It should be fun. And we generally have a really good time playing. And, you know, playing in retirement communities, I did that down in Florida. Bob does it up here. It's just great. You know, you get out there and see people that haven't heard this music for a long time, maybe. And kind of makes me wonder what the kids today are going to be doing and singing when they're our age. But we have a lot of fun with it. And it's just, it's great to play the music. It's a lot of fun. And it's great to have audiences that recognize and appreciate the music.
You want to jump in there, Lloyd?
Yeah. So I couldn't wait to retire from being a physician so I could pursue my true love, which was music. So I had to wait all that time and, you know, stuff all that retirement stuff away so I could finally do what I want to. And I'm doing that. I'm in about four or so bands and loving it.
Yeah. You guys are having a great time, that's for sure. Before you play Hello, Mary Lou, so get geared up. I'm going to list a couple of dates that folks can see you at. Saturday, June 29th at the Sandbar Patio Grill at the Riverside Hotel. Is that right? July 25th, also at the Sandbar. You're going to be at First Thursdays, August 1st, in Caldwell at the Oaks Brothers Marketplace. You're going to be at Boise's First Thursday, September 5th, at the Flix Theater. You guys get around.
We do. Yeah.
All right. We're going to have more dates. We're going to talk about them. But first, Hello, Mary Lou. And I'm going to throw this over to Bob and the band.
Thank you. Okay, Blake.
Okay. One, two, three. I said, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. You passed me by one sunny day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and woo, I wanted you forevermore. I now a git that gets around, I swear my feet stuck to the ground, though I never did meet you before. I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't keep me staying away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. All I had to say for me to say, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
All right, nice.
you. That's one of our Western swings.
Yeah, our playlist is definitely eclectic.
Mm-hmm. You got a little bit of everything for everybody, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, Western swing is a genre of jazz, so that's how we get that in there.
Nice. Nice. Okay, I want to thank the Midnight Jazz Cats. They spent their entire lunch hour with us in studio today. You can catch them all over the valley, June 29th, July 25th at the Sandbar Patio and Grill at the Riverside Hotel, August 1st at Caldwell First Thursdays. We're going to put this up online with a video of the Jazz Cats playing in studio. Lots of pictures and more dates where you can catch them. Jazz Cats, you want to play some music out of the show today?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow at noon on Idaho Matters. Here are the Jazz Cats. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.